Hey everybody, Happy New Year, 2030, we all made it. I consider that a good thing. I mean, I remember years ago, I remember the big stretch goal was to make it the year 2000, you know? That was the big goal. Remember Prince's song, "Gonna Party Like It's 1999"? He put that out in 82. Don't even get me started on when George Orwell wrote 1984. That was back in 1949, people. But you know, we made it to 2020, and you know, for an old guy like me, whenever you hit a new year and you're still breathing, that's a win, baby. So I'm not taking anything for granted. I mean, I hark back to Frank Zappa's classic 1973 album, Overnight Sensation, and the song 50-50. You all got the album, so feel free to sing along with me. I'd say the odds are 50-50. I just might have something to say to you. Remember that song? Anyways, that came out in 73. And for most of the people who knew me in 1973, they would probably say that about me, I'd say the odds are 50-50. That your slack ass will make it to 2020. So, you know, that's how it goes. But, right, but for those haters out there, in the words of Eddie Vedder, I'll just say, I'm still alive. Hey. Okay, all right, enough singing. I know I don't have a great voice, but it amuses me. It's part of my problem. I'm easily amused. You know, I'm the kind of guy, I can just be sitting around by myself kind of chuckling, you know? Nobody else around. Nothing wrong with that, but it seems to irritate some people. You know, I'll be sitting around chuckling to myself. People give me a nasty look like I'm doing something wrong, walk by and kind of mumble something at me. Like, I don't know what the problem is with them. One dude last week, didn't even know this dude, walks up to me, you know, I was chuckling away. He goes, "Oh, you're easily amused, huh?" I say, "How do you know that? You don't know what I'm thinking." I think I kind of got him on that. Then he asked me, "Oh yeah, well, what were you thinking?" I said, "Well, I was thinking about the wild sex I had last night." He goes, "That doesn't sound very funny." I said, "Well, the funny part of it was, I was fucking your mama. How about that? That's funny, ain't it? Blah, blah, fuck off, buddy." So he went on. He couldn't take a joke, apparently. But it's all good. You know, stand by. I think I have something important to say here. That's money. All right. I'll move on to a part I remember. It is the new year, and not unlike Nostradamus, I, Waipahu Bob, have some predictions for the new year, 2020. I'm going to start out with a controversial one, but I'll say it anyways. I predict that mustard will continue to be the preferred condiment for hot dogs, followed by relish and chopped onions. I know that's a controversial stance, but I'm, that's why I get the big money. I'm a soothsayer, and that's what I said, so there you got it. All right, now this next prediction, people, you need to listen carefully because it's complicated and I don't want you to miss it. I predict in 2020 that fully 40% of the American public will continue to think that Donald Trump is the second coming of Christ. Unfortunately, it's complicated because I also predict that the real Christ will make his second coming in 2020. And what this leads to is Donald Trump viciously attacking the real Christ on Twitter, which angers a angry mob of Christian Trump supporters, and they wind up crucifying Jesus for a second time. That's fucked up, man. But hey, it's my prediction. Now, during all this, the Pope is sequestered in the Vatican. He ain't saying shit. He's riding out the storm, just like he did with the Nazis back in the 40s, the bum. But I will say, the church will be in a scramble to rewrite the Book of Revelations. For all you heathens out there, the Book of Revelations is the last book in the Bible. So don't forget that. Okay, along the lines of predictions of lambs to the slaughter, I also predict in 2020, construction of the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea will begin. But not until after Governor Ige offers up Lieutenant Governor Josh Green as a human sacrifice for the gods of Mauna Kea. Thanks for taking one for the team, Josh Green. In a similar vein, I also predict that Big Island Mayor Harry Kim will threaten to really retire this year in 2020. The guy's like 90 years old, man. Let's let him retire. One last political prediction. I predict Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell will join Joe Biden's No Malarkey Bus Express in Iowa to promote his new plans for the elevated rail system here in Oahu. Hope that works out well for him. Like the rest of the rail, I'm sure it will. Now people, I have more predictions, but unfortunately, I don't have more time. So I'm out of here. I'm Waipahu Bob. Have a nice evening, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you, Waipahu.
Nostradamus up in this motherfucker, man.